The question of war against Iraq is taking center stage in Washington, even as President Bush and Congress are out of town for summer vacation. As the possibility of a U.S. invasion seems to grow more certain, Republican foreign policy experts have started to hold up caution signs as the White House sends mixed messages. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now for our weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
Over the past week, we've had a rather remarkable outpouring from Republicans not in this administration urging restraint on Iraq. What's that all about?
Well, I've had fascinating conversations with these Republicans who are concerned that this administration might be just rushing willy-nilly into war without really thinking it through. One of them said to me, they've dug themselves into a hole and they don't know how to get out of it. The most astonishing of the dissidents on war against Iraq over the last week was Brent Scowcroft, the National Security Advisor to the President Bush number one, because not only did he say don't invade, but his relationship with the Bush family, particularly the senior President Bush, is so close that there's some who think that the father is sending a message to the son through Brent Scowcroft. There's also a very strong sense on the part of these Republicans that they want to bolster the role of Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, who has been saying go slow on war against Iraq, sort of holding up the fort against the Pentagon, where people have been seeming to rush into it. Some of the war hawks are saying that Powell is not strong enough, that he's something of a sissy. These Republicans tell me that is not the view that the president holds of him.
But the messages out of the White House still do seem to be pretty bellicose towards Iraq.
Indeed, and last week the president's National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, gave an interview to the BBC where she said, we do not have the luxury of doing nothing against Saddam Hussein, citing again his weapons and the weapons he might be developing. There was a little bit of a flaw in that argument presented over the weekend when the New York Times did a piece saying that back when the United States was supporting Iraq in the Iran-Iraq war, that the Reagan administration knew that there were chemical weapons being used by Iraq. Now, Colin Powell said that report is not true. But building the case against Iraq has been a little bit difficult. Condoleezza Rice and others say to let Saddam Hussein go would be like letting Hitler, Stalin, Osama bin Laden go. The president says he will listen to all the arguments and make a judgment based on the latest intelligence information. Now, that makes some of these Republicans very upset because they say they've been getting intelligence briefings from the CIA. They have heard nothing that links Saddam Hussein with al-Qaeda or September 11th. And as one of them said to me, the president can't just say, trust me, and go to war. He's got to make a better case to the American people and to the allies.
But the polls continue to show very strong support for military action against Iraq.
They do indeed. 69% in the last ABC poll were for an invasion. Now it drops to 54% of the allies oppose it. And, of course, the problem is the allies do oppose it. In fact, in Germany, Gerhard Schroeder has been using his opposition to it in his campaign for re-election. The U.S. has called him on it, but he's still doing it. And then the question of ground troops and casualties makes the support of a war go even lower. And, you know, this has been a warning. This is not going to be a war in the desert like the last one. It could be in Baghdad with lots of casualties, including lots of children, which is why over the weekend you heard a very different presentation put forward by Richard Perle, who is head of the National Security Advisory Panel, National Defense Policy Council, saying instead of a big invasion, we're talking about working with the Iraqi opposition to overthrow Saddam. That's very different.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts.